Glory to you, O Trinity, one God in three persons, equal persons, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, every Sunday, immediately after the homily, we make our profession of faith. And we begin by saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. That's God the Father, creation. And then we go on to say, I believe in his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. See, begotten of the Father, consubstantial with him. In other words, equal with him there. And then we go on to say, and I believe in the Holy Spirit, you see, source of knowledge equal to the above. So here we see that we praise the Trinity each time we make a profession of faith. And today the church gives each and every one of us, you know, a very important message of what the Trinity is, not just on a Sunday, but every day of our lives. The Trinity is working. The Father is recreating in each and every one of us, you see, things that are new. The Son is constantly forgiving us and loving us. And the Holy Spirit is always there as an advocate, pleading your cause and my cause. In other words, begging the Father through the Son to forgive us our faults and failings. But at the same time, human comprehension, you just cannot figure out how can there be three persons but only one God. Yeah. Three persons, three individuals. And this is the teaching of the church, that it is a mystery, something that we have to accept from time immemorial and say, I believe the Father, I believe the Son, and I believe the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. That is an act of faith. The mystery of the Trinity, my dear brothers and sisters, is a reminder to each and every one of us that God is greater than we can ever know. At the same time, it is an invitation for each and every one of us to come to know God better. We cannot say, I know God enough. There's never enough. There's always room for improvement. The more you and I, the more we know God, the more we will say we have an awesome, awesome God. When we say awesome God, we mean Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Those who say there is no God, or that God cannot be known, have already closed out the possibility of finding any joy in getting to know God at all. The mystery of the Trinity is a fundamental mystery of our faith. That's the basis. We are baptized into the Trinity. We begin our prayers at the beginning of the Mass in the name of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our faith in Christ's divinity rests in the doctrine of the Trinity. What makes the Mass unique and awesome and such a powerful prayer, my dear brothers and sisters, is that Jesus, the second person, is going to pray with all of us, together with us in this Mass. Our prayer is offered to the Father in union with the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to see how I can make this practical in our daily lives. One of the keys to help us to understand the Trinity just a little better is the concept of relationships. Of relationships. Very, very important. Without relationships in our lives, life, as you and I know, would be unbearable. Our relationships unite us with one another, yet we know we are separate from them. We are one with them, yet we have our own individual lives. Most of you here are married. When two people fall in love, there is an illusion of complete oneness. Oneness. They feel a unity and completeness like they never felt before. Think about the days when you began dating, when you first met them, when you got engaged, you married. Those who are engaged, think about how you conduct yourselves with your fiancé. But experience is only temporary. You and I know that. After a while, a couple discovers they don't have many things in common. I'm speaking, my dear brothers and sisters, from my experience as a priest for more than 52 years there, dealing with couples. That's a reality. The same also goes for me as a priest. You know, not the same awe on the day of my ordination or when a seminary will be ordained. Human nature is that. But we have to keep on egging ourselves on and on and on to go back to that wedding day there. What happens now to the couples after a period of marriage? Boundaries start to reappear. Boundaries start to reappear. When before, when they were fiancés, when they were engaged, when they were newly married couples, everything was we and ours. Now there's mine and yours. Isn't that true? But that is normal. That doesn't mean they no longer love each other. It only means no human being can fully satisfy us or fully complete in us, but only one, and that is God. Take the example of St. Augustine. Read his life, Confessions of St. Augustine. He goes on and on and on. He led a very righteous life. Name it, he did it. He was touched by grace. And then he had this beautiful saying, the words of St. Augustine. Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. The Lord touched him there. Where does the Trinity fit in here? Well, the Trinity, there are three persons. They are in such intense relationship with one another, although they are distinct persons. They are so perfectly united in every way, and they are one. There are no boundaries. There's nothing that separates them, except they are not the same person. In the Trinity, there is no mine and yours. As we hear Jesus say in today's gospel, everything that the Father has is mine. The Holy Spirit will take what is in Christ and declare it to the disciples. Everything that belongs to one belongs to the other and the other. The only exception, it seems, is that the second person of the Trinity took on human flesh for us. And that was the promise the Father made, you know, when Adam and Eve sinned. A new Adam will come and rectify it. If good, healthy, love-filled relationships bring us joy, my dear brothers and sisters, what joy then must be in God among the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit? This joy in the Trinity is so abundant, it overflows. And it all flows into you and me, into us. This relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit is what God invites us today and always to be a part. You and I, probably with our limited minds, will never understand what God loves us so much. That too is a mystery. A mystery you and I will experience when we see Him face to face. When this life is over, we'll hear these words from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit welcoming us. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into our kingdom, which was prepared for you for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you kindly stand, please? I believe, Maker of heaven and earth,